Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Big Blend Radio's new Tales of Ted DeGrazia show, where every fourth Sunday we get to chat with the Tucson Dude. The Tucson Dude is Lance Labor. He's the executive director of DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun in Tucson, Arizona. And he joins us to share stories of the famous Southwest artist known as Ted DeGrazia, and also keeps us up to date on the gallery's special events and exhibits. And there is a new exhibit that is just released today as the show airs May 28th. So if you go to Tucson, this is a place you want to go. DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun is a 10-acre historic landmark. It's in the foothills of the beautiful Santa Catalina Mountains in Tucson. It was opened in 1965, and it's home to over 15,000 originals of Ted DeGrazia art pieces. And then there's 6 permanent collections you can see, and then the rotating exhibits, which we'll talk about today. But first, welcome back, Tucson Dude. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Hey, always, always. We love our fourth Sundays with you. It's so cool to kind of go through some of the older stories of Ted DeGrazia, because I know more and more people are learning about him. And, you're getting into the warmer weather. And I tell people all the time, you go to Tucson, you can go hike in the mornings, hike in the evenings. But before you have your margaritas, go into the gallery for a little bit of cooler respite, because you're air conditioned. It's beautiful to just browse the halls of DeGrazia's art and go see what's new, and also revisit. I like the permanent exhibits. Every time I've gone to the gallery, Nancy and I just, we want to go back, because there's always something new in those permanent collections as well as the new ones. So do you find a lot of people come out and say, hey, we're getting out of the midday heat and coming into the gallery for some color?
There are some. I wish there were more, but
come on, people.
It's hot. It's hot in Tucson, and people don't necessarily like to get in their cars and drive places, but we're air conditioned, so they need to come out and see it and enjoy it.
And hey, listen, one thing I love about being in a hot climate is you don't need a hair dryer. You just wash your hair and step outside. And everybody who knows me knows I don't do my hair, so this is an extra point for me, but not for anybody seeing me. But it's just a cool thing about Tucson is, but also like May is like saguaro blossom day, or it's month, I should say. Is that happening now at the gallery?
Everything is blooming everywhere. All the cactus are blooming. All the saguaros are blooming. Yeah, it's that time of year. Things are really, really exploding. It's spring.
And for those who haven't been to the gallery, this was, a hand-built gallery. It's adobe. There's a mission on the property. There's also DeGrazia's home where he shared with Marion. There's also the little gallery that is used in the late fall and winter months, showcasing different visiting artists. But there's a cactus corral in the main part of the gallery building. Oh, don't forget the nuns' quarters. We can't leave out the nuns' quarters, but the cactus corral, you said this was actually a horse corral at one point, but now it's full of cactus, and you've got that beautiful Yaqui dancer fountain that's out there.
Yeah, the corral, DeGrazia used to have horses, and they used to, they used to ride around the area because there was nothing around there, nothing but desert. And when he got a car instead of a horse, the cactus corral became a cactus corral instead of a real corral.
So the one thing we need to bring up is that Ted DeGrazia was born on Flag Day, June 11th. Why did I think the 11th?
June 14th, right.
June 14th. Hello, Lisa. June 14th, I always think, it's Flag Day. I'm like, it's DeGrazia's birthday. So I think that's, if he could have his own flag, he would, wouldn't he? I think he would do it.
Sure.
He probably made one. We just don't know yet. But That's his birthday. He was born June 14th, 1909, passed away September 17, 1982. And so you've got his gravesite at the property as well as Marion DeGrazian. I believe she's kind of in the tree, and then he's under the Christmas tree.
He would no. He was actually buried. He has a grave site. She before she passed away, she asked me to plant a mesquite tree next to the grave site because she wanted to be cremated. So we put her ashes in the tree, and it's a big tree that it's got a million little angel statues around it. People over the years have added these things, so it's kind of an interesting little place. Excuse me.
But yeah, and he, so when you go, his gravesite is there, and then there's like the Christmas, I always remember the Christmas tree, but there is the actual burial ground there. And you know, this is airing on Memorial Day, so we can memorialize him on this time frame. And
Memorial Day will also be the anniversary of the fire.
oh,
In
that's
our,
right.
yeah, it'll be 6 years. It was 2017, so that's another anniversary, a weird anniversary.
That is a weird anniversary to think of, but when we talk about the fire, it's the mission in the sun that DeGrazia had built. It's a go-to place for locals to go in, and it's because it's like an altar. You go there and light candles, and that's kind of what happened. Some people get married there. If you had it, and it got rebuilt, but that was a big deal to because it like. It was the roof that you kind of had to rebuild, but that was a big ordeal with it being
Well, it was
adobe
just
and.
the mission was gutted. Adobe doesn't burn, so the building didn't burn down, but we lost the roof and we lost all the windows and the doors and things that all had to be rebuilt and restored. And they did a great job. They did a wonderful job. So that's kind of the history of the place, but people are still using it. People are still getting married there. It's all good now.
So everyone, yeah, when you go there over the weekend, just kind of think about all the work that went back into restoring it, and that was a crazy thing. But now you is people can still use it as an altar destination, as a wedding destination, or
Oh,
are there
absolutely.
rules?
Oh yeah, I mean,
Okay.
it is what it is now. I mean, it's exactly the way it was before, except we lost a lot of the murals on the walls. They
Yeah.
saved what they could, but besides that, it looks exactly the same. It's a beautiful little church, and people still use it all the time.
You got it's definitely a piece of the property that's a it's a huge part of it. So, and then but going back to his burial site, because it's kind of one section of the grounds is, Marion's tree. Is it blooming yet, the mesquite tree, or is it already bloomed? I feel like it's after the Palo Verde time. The mesquite, did it bloom yet?
No, the mesquite trees right now are just starting to leaf out. They're leafing out, and yeah, I mean they're starting to bloom a little bit, but mesquite trees really don't bloom like Palo
Palo
Verde trees
Verdes.
that bloom
Yeah.
really yellow. I mean, it's the colors are exploding out here right now.
Oh, the
They're
desert
beautiful,
orchid
but
trees. Oh my gosh, I miss the orchid trees. Oh my gosh.
it's
Okay,
very
I'm
nice.
making me homesick again. But there's that Christmas tree there. Like I always felt like it's a different, you know what I mean? There's like that, it's like a Christmas tree out there, but it's not a tree. It's like
Well,
a
that was Marion DeGrazia's idea. She
Oh.
we just had some flagstone laying around, and she said, "Oh, I want you guys to build a Christmas tree next to DeGrazia's grave." And so we did. People put their little offerings on it, and they put their pennies and their change, and they make their little prayers, and it's a really nice little place. So.
It is all next to the mission. It's all in that same section.
Correct.
Now, you've got right now a brand new exhibit opening today, as this airs today, and this is called DeGrazia's Beggars. Now, this is interesting. So, from what I was reading, that this was a series of beggars that continued. Like he did this, what, since 1940 all the way till when he passed in
1982? Well, yeah, I mean, that was a subject that he covered over his career. And in his early days, in the late 20s and in the 30s, his subject matter was really, really sad. You know, the beggars and peasants and just, you know, regular rank and file people, and mostly in Mexico. And it was very sad and dark work. And he continued that work throughout the course of his career. But toward the end, he would change it up a little bit, where, you know, how he painted his little children, and he would paint a little girl with a little tear in her eye and a little bowl like she's begging. But it wasn't, you know, they weren't dark like the early days. It was just kind of much brighter, much, much brighter.
Well, you know, I wonder about this, like the Grazia, I was looking at it, it was like, it's kind of a sign of the times of what we have going on now in across the country with, you know, the situation with, we have so many people that are homeless right now experiencing that for various reasons. And Nancy and I have done many shows on it. I don't want to really go into the whole thing because it gets political and dramatized, but we really do have that situation. And Mexico certainly does. And if you go across the border, you'll see it. You will see it in destinations that have warmer climates, obviously, too. It is a situation. And I wonder, because it is a sign of where, I'm trying not to be political, Lance, I'm trying to behave, but it is a sign of where a country is at. And how are we taking care of our people? I know, not getting political, but thinking
I understand. You know what? Mexico has always been a poor country.
It has been. And we're not poor.
And De Grazia, those were De Grazia's people. Those were the people that he, especially when he was young. I mean, you know, obviously he became very, very wealthy, you know, farther on in his career. But when he was younger, he had nothing, and he was just like these people, and these were the people that he wanted to spend time with, and the people that he could relate to. You know, he grew up in a very poor family, he grew up in a mining family that, mm-hmm. that his father was a hard rock miner, and they had nothing. So anyway, that was the subject matter that he was drawn to.
And at the same time, do you think when he went to Mexico and, you know, was working with Diego Rivera and Jose Orozco, that with their work about standing up for people and workers' rights and people's rights, that kind of, you know, attached it, like aligned with his sensibilities too?
You know, I think De Grazia always identified with the worker and the working class people, because that's what he was. You know, it's a weird thing when you're very poor in your life, and then all of a sudden you become very, very wealthy, and it changes everything. But he still had his sensibilities about this, and he still had his love for the regular people. I mean, even when he became rich, I mean, this is where he went. He went to see his Yaqui friends, and that's who he partied with and drank with and you know, hung with.
And the Yaquis, that's the thing about when you go in the Cactus Corral, you'll see that Yaqui dancer. Can you tell us a little bit about
that?
That's in the back.
That's in the
back. That's what I meant. The back area.
That's just a big, big, giant copper deer dancer who kind of sits raised above a little pond. A little fish pond.
I love that.
Beautiful.
Love that.
It's a beautiful thing. It's an absolutely gorgeous sculpture.
I love it. I love that area so much. It's like every time we go there, I'm like, I want to go sit there and just spend the day out there. Like, seriously, when are you guys going to open up like a little restaurant or get a food truck to come out and people can go sit in the Cactus Corral?
Well,
maybe not in summer.
One thing. I don't think the restaurant's ever going to happen.
I know, but like, seriously. Yeah. Tell Chris, your designer, she has to move out of the nuns' quarters. We'll open a restaurant. I'm just kidding, Chris.
Yeah. Well, we thought about it, but there are zoning, you know, there are zoning restrictions where we're at. So you're really not set up for a restaurant.
I know, but it would be nice, wouldn't it? Like, I'm thinking that's a margarita patio for sure. But
that's
then you'd have to have someone serve Chivas Regal for DeGrazia and his namesake, right? Because that was his drink of choice. That's amazing still. Because you said when he passed, you guys found all these boxes, Chivas Regal boxes, right? That were stuffed with all the silver.
It was money in it. But no, he had those boxes out for all the years. They were big silver boxes. He thought they were kind of arty looking, so he piled them up, and people would always wonder, gee, why are there 50 giant Chivas Regal boxes there? And it's because that was his favorite drink. people used to give him, they give him boxes of stuff for his birthday. Politicians and all the big wigs in Tucson, around the state.
Lee Marvin. I'm just bringing it back up.
I think Lee Marvin just helped him drink it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I could see DeGrazia, hey, Lee, I got another Chivas Regal bottle as a gift. You want to come over? No.
It's like, I'm sure that went on all the time. Those days.
Oh, my gosh.
That went on all the time with them.
Well, that's something to touch on, since it's Memorial Day weekend that this is airing, that Lee Marvin did serve in the military. And was pretty prolific.
Lee Marvin was a war hero.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. He was a war hero. So I wonder, I was thinking about this with this show airing over Memorial Weekend about DeGrazia, what he would think. What did he think? Like, I would have loved to have heard, I bet you Lee Marvin would talk to him about his service. You know, I would have loved to have hear what DeGrazia thought about war.
About the military?
Yeah, and war.
Yeah, no, DeGrazia wasn't a fan of war.
No.
DeGrazia was a sensitive artist. I mean, he got out of serving in the military. You know, he didn't want to go into the war. Didn't want to serve in Korea. Didn't want to serve in any of those. Matter of fact, Diego Rivera wrote a really big, long, beautiful letter to the U.S. government requesting that they do not take him into the military because he was an important artist. DeGrazia ever got out of it. He did get out of it.
Wow. So there you have it, right on Memorial Weekend, everyone. There you go. But that is about, like, everybody's got, well, no, because certain people are, you know, hey, this is better suited for you, you know? And I also think what's interesting about what his work with all his art of, like, Father Font. Like, Father Font did travel with expeditions, and you've got to think about the expedition, like Juan Bautista de Anza, that, you know, so these were, you know, military expeditions, even though, you know, they had all these women and children and men following on foot and founded the Presidio of San Francisco. I mean, he was part of that, and DeGrazia really, you know, he wrote a book as though it was DeGrazia's books. It's fascinating about him, but his ties to that, these priests that went, that is military. And yet it's an expedition. I think he was more into the exploration and the expedition than that it was a military thing. You know, that's what I think.
Well, you know, DeGrazia did a series on Padre Kino, and most of the Spanish priests were pretty bad. And, you know, DeGrazia loved the Indians here. And when the conquistadors came, they were real jerks. So I can't speak for what DeGrazia was thinking or what he believed, but just being around it so much, I'm sure he was very, very anti conquistador. That's just what I think.
Yeah, because it's about.
I can't back that up.
No, but it's.
You know,
but
they,
when
was
you
very,
go,
and they were very exploitive of the Indians, and here they weren't quite that bad. Father Kino wasn't really exploitive of the Indians, and he treated them very kindly. And that's why DeGrazi was wanted to do that series on him, because he, you know, loved the Indians the way DeGrazi did. And he just felt that kind of kinship with them, I guess.
Yeah, Father Font and Padre Kino, those were the two that I think were like more of the more humane and caring of what you were talking, you know what I mean? What was going on. And
Yeah,
those were the two. And DeGrazia kind of is, you know, captured that. And when you go to the gallery, people, that's why I bring all this up. You know, Ted DeGrazia is not here, and all we can do is speculate on what he has painted and crafted and done in his art, whether it's music, whether it's jewelry, whether it's pottery, I mean, textile. I mean, he did a little bit of everything. Speculate on this, and then he did leave notes, you know, and things. So Lance knows a lot of the history, but it's like, we, you know, it's fascinating, and to just kind of like, wow, this Renaissance man and what he thought. And I think he always stood up for the people, like you're saying, 100%. And I think that even about the landscape, the native landscape, I think he was that way too. About, I mean, I wonder what he would think about developments everywhere and stuff like that. He would probably want to see.
He hated it. He probably would have left his gallery once the city started to grow up around there. I have a feeling he would have left. He hated it. That's why he moved up there in the first place.
Right. You know, because that's one of the oldest areas. Untouched areas.
The city surrounded his first gallery, and he got out of there. And he went up in the foothills where there was nobody up there, and he built his gallery up there. And then it took about 20, 25 years, and the city continued to move northward and grow up around him. And I don't think that he would have stuck around there too long. Mm. You know, if he had a longer life ahead of him, he probably would have found another place to go.
Wow. Well, I understand that. I mean, don't we all want some solitude, you know? And what's interesting about Tucson and that whole region is you've got like Tehonachol Park near you, and that was created from people's resident gardens. So it was kind of more like I'm trying to get a sense of Tucson at that time frame, right? Of when he built everything, and what, if people were living there, they had bigger properties, it seems like, with more vegetation that they were caring for.
When DeGrazi started building up in the foothills, there was probably less than 200,000 people in Tucson.
Or
maybe around 200,000, 250,000. Now there's more than 1 million people. And so it's just a completely different place.
Mm.
So it's nothing like it was.
Wow. It's interesting, because you think Tucson is over 1 million people, and you don't feel that when you live there. In some ways you would, because you've been there. You were born and raised there.
Well, so it's really spread out. So, you know, people live on 210, seems like 220 square miles of city. So they're all spread out in every direction. So it doesn't seem quite that many, but, you know, it is.
It's a beautiful and amazing city. It just doesn't feel like it. It just feels like you go from a neighborhood to neighborhood. That's how I feel about it. And it's spread out, like neighborhoods that are spread out. You have this giant blue sky. I mean, you got mountains, you got wildflowers, and it's a very green city in vegetation and green, and that everyone's looking, you know, towards making it a cleaner, greener, you know, environmentally conscious city. And it's a very art motivated city. So many murals as you go across the city of Tucson. If you travel there in the summer, that's one thing you can do too in your car, put your air conditioning on, but go around and look at all the murals. I mean, DeGrazi has murals in Tucson too. So check that out as well. So everyone, again, this DeGrazia's Beggars exhibit is out now, and it will run until January 24th, 2024. So you got time. However, you want to get to the gallery now, because the latest exhibits on top of that, of these rotating exhibits, these are some of the ones that will end August 30th, 2023, just in time for them to put a new set of exhibits up for my birthday. I'm just saying, because it's all about me, Lance. I'm just kidding. But
happy birthday.
Thank you. That's in August, but at the end. But anyway, DeGrazia Underground, Miners and Prospectors of the Old West. That ties back to his mining history with his family up in Morenci and just, you know, the of the West as a whole, but it does tie to his history. That's on display again until August 30th. There's also On the Trail with Ted DeGrazia featuring riders on horseback. He loves horses. See, we're getting back to that horse thing and riders. And so that's Cowboys, Native Americans, and Mexican Revolutionaries. So that ties back to his roots in Mexico. Or did they cross over the border, Lance? Ooh. Also got,
I think Pancho Villa did.
Yeah, he did. Oh, duh. Yeah, that's right. And what about Zorro, right? He's not a revolutionary. He's just like, he's just got a cool face. Like, talk about a face mask. He knew it before COVID. Like, no, just wear it over your eyes. It's cool. Abstract paintings of Ted DeGrazia are there too. So that shows this whole other side of Ted DeGrazia through abstract art, which is really fascinating, you know, that he does that. So check that out. And also The Way of the Cross. Wow, that is the big annual exhibit. And Lance always gets in trouble if he doesn't put that exhibit out. So Lance makes sure that exhibit happens every year. Isn't that right, Lance?
Every year at Easter, we got to have it. Yep.
That's right.
It is a demanded thing. So
it's demand. It's DeGrazia on demand. Thank you so much, Tucson Dude. Always good to have you on the show. We can't wait for next month. Everyone, DeGrazia.org is the website to go to. And of course, Lance is here every fourth Sunday. Keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com. Thank you so much, Tucson Dude.
Hey, Lisa, thank you. Bye, Nancy.
Bye. She says bye.
Okay.